Then I thought I would try to write some short poems. And being completely unchecked and unbridled, I wrote 50 of the mothers. And they're in a book called China Trace. Then I'd like to read 10 or 12 of them. They are all 12 lines or less. For two reasons. One, because the first one I wrote was 12 lines, and I said no more. And the second reason is because Ezra Pound once said, as I've told people constantly, I keep repeating this story, that the Chinese once said, if you can't say what you have to say in 12 lines, you better change your profession. That's a great half-truth, you know, but anyhow. The first one I'd like to read is called Snow, something of which I'm sure you all are very familiar with around here. But I wrote it in August, which seemed the only fair time to write a poem called Snow, so it was just as hot then as it is here now. In fact, it has nothing whatsoever to do with snow. It has to do with salvation and regeneration and... I can never remember that word. Resurrection, thank you. That's the third time today I've forgotten that word. There's something going on, don't you know? Jesus. And the impossibility of it is the point of it. It's the point of the whole book. Snow. If we, as we are dust, and dust, as it will, rises, then we will rise. And we congregate in the wind, in the cloud, and be their issue. Things in a fall, in a world of fall, and slip through the spiked branches and snapped joints of the evergreens. White ants and the little ribs.